Hey guys, welcome to the channel. I have a very special person here. Her name is Jane, and she is here to share her story with anxiety and bye-bye panic. So let's get into it. Jane, introduce yourself, please.
Hi, well, I'm Jane. I am a single parent of three teenagers. I run a family catering business in Louisiana, and I'm 46. And I'm very happy to be here today and share my story with you guys.
How did your anxiety begin, if you remember?
I would say mine was a stress threshold where it was just like a bunch of layers of things that built up that I wasn't aware of. So my house was under construction at the time. I was raising three teenagers. They were all kind of giving me some issues, running around with that, running my business. And then we caught COVID. Like all the kids got COVID. That was actually the first time my family had COVID. So we were really blessed to like never get COVID. And then we all got COVID. And then we had another sickness. We had like mono go through my house. So my stress level was really high and I wasn't aware of it. I didn't know that I was at my stress threshold because the things that I was trying to achieve, there wasn't anything I could do to really not do them. Like it's up to me to get them done. So like, even if I was feeling stressed, I was going to ignore it and just push through because no one's coming to save me, right? So I was maxed out. And it was actually, I volunteered my time at a skateboarding event in the city because my son skateboards. And while I was there, I was at an art gallery and I had a really heavy marijuana exposure, like secondhand. So I was in an art gallery space and it's legal here in the city of New Orleans for people to smoke. And I hadn't been around that in years. And I got a globus sensation pop out in my throat where I couldn't swallow. I was in the room, I was inhaling it. And then all of a sudden I could smell it. And my throat just, I couldn't swallow, just closed up. And I didn't know, now I know that, you know, smelling things can hit your brain faster than maybe you can process this. So maybe if, though I was trying to stay chill and play it cool, like, oh, I'm this cool mom, I can do this, you know, it, my brain was like, no, you don't like this. Like, we're going to get you out, and literally dumped all the adrenaline at that moment. I walked, you know, got out of the art gallery and I had DPDR, like I did, you know, and I went and sat in the car for a couple of hours. I couldn't swallow. And it was just weird. It was just weird. Like I didn't expect it and I haven't had it before. And I guess like the weeks after that or like a week after that, you just kind of processing like, well, what happened? Like, how did that happen? Like, that was so strange. I had a lot of digestive issues after that. And it was just kind of weird. After that, everything kind of calmed down. And then I had another like really big trigger where we got an email saying that the food that we were eating had listeria. And I just, that was it for me. Like, I was already high, you know, everything was already up, and I just never really came down from that after that. After that, it was just panic attack after panic attack because the doctor had told me that the symptoms weren't going to present for a few weeks. So it wasn't like an immediate, like, you know, fight or flight and then come down. It was like this anticipatory, like, oh my gosh, are we all going to get sick? Da, 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 da. And then I had the construction and I had this and I had these digestive issues. And I just kept, it just kept building and building and building until it was just like, and then I was just full blown panic attacks, right? I really think this all started for me during COVID when we all had to go into like this survival mode. And I really feel like that's when I started building a lot of just hypervigilant behaviors where it's me protecting three human beings from this virus. And I started this way of thinking of like where you have to think everything, like think it all through, like, you know, overthinking and hypervigilance and how do I keep them safe? Okay, don't touch this and da, 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 da. And so I, in my mind, felt like I was being really smart by overthinking, right? So like, oh, it's intelligence. Let me see how much I can think dangers, risk issues, and make sure it doesn't happen. And I think it was years of me doing this. Like now that I've come through it, right? I'm like, yeah, it wasn't just like, oh, boom, I have this issue known. I taught myself to do this. This was like a habit.
And this is the thing. People only when they get through it or like almost through it, when mind clears a little bit and they look back, hindsight is 2020, right? So it's like, yeah, it wasn't just one instance and boom, I was sensitized. It was building up.
Yes, it was.
Because it's never one thing, right? That's the last straw that broke the camel's back.
Really, we're just not really that self-aware at that moment, you know, like that any of that stuff was stressing me out.
What were your worst symptoms or really the bad ones that you really had an issue with? Do you remember?
It started with globus. So that's how it kind of popped up. And that, if anybody doesn't know, is when you can't swallow. So like you feel like you have a lump in your throat and you can't get spit down. And so it makes you really panic because you feel like you can't breathe. And so that one started first. And then the digestive issues were terrible, acid reflux, all the way to my throat, like having to sleep with pillows. That one was terrible, and all kinds of digestive issues, all kinds of weird sensations. I lost 20 pounds like in maybe a month and a half. I couldn't sleep for probably 4 or 5 months because I had so much adrenaline in my body. I felt like somebody had flipped my adrenaline switch on and I just couldn't pull it back down. Like it was just pumping and pumping and pumping through my body. Panic attacks to the point where I was leaping out of bed, like literally jumping out of bed. Hot flashes all through my body where I just had heat rising and just feeling just constant heat in my torso. Heart palpitations. Morning anxiety from high cortisol. So the mornings felt terrible. You woke up just super hot and just anxious for no reason. Nervous to drink your coffee because you were already weird. Intrusive thoughts. Frequent urination for me was really bad. Like it was so annoying. It was one of the most bothersome symptoms. It always happened at night after I had been panicking all day long. Then all that hormone would build up and then it had to release, but it would release all night while I was sleeping. So I was up every hour. I developed OCD where a lot of my, remember that? I know you helped me with a lot of that. A lot of my ways that I was, because I was a pastry chef, became so heightened. Hand washing became a really big deal for me and cleanliness. And that was tough. Hypervigilance, I told you about that, where I was trying to think out everything. Ears ringing in my ears. And then pacing, constant moving, having to walk it all out, safety-seeking behaviors, like calling people, having to talk to somebody all the time, like trying to like reassure myself and things like that. When it all started to come back down, low mood, that was a big one. Right? You go over the hump and you come back down and then you're like in this really weird, just low mood fatigue. And that one lasted a really long time. And that was just like where you're like, okay, I know this isn't me. This is really weird and strange, right? So those were my symptoms, which caused my life to really come to a halt.
You have a family to take care of. So of course you didn't have the luxury, if I can call it like that, like luxury to stop everything. I had that luxury because when anxiety happened for me, I was working from home. So nobody really cared, yeah. Right? Where am I? As long as I did my job. So I basically what I call, I did the bare minimum.
Yes. That's what
When I say bare minimum, I literally mean bare minimum. I was here. I was working. I didn't wash myself for 4 days because I was scared to get in the shower that I'm going to die or something. So I did only the things that I really had to do. So I would assume it was the same for you. It's just your musts look different than mine.
Right.
Before you found by panic, before you found Chan, are there any things you tried to fix your anxiety before?
I've always loved counseling. I went through divorce. And so I've always gone to counseling. I've always loved life coaching. I'm really into that kind of stuff. In this situation, though, that kind of stuff doesn't work. So I did go to the doctor, let him know what happened, told him what my stomach issues were, followed up with a bunch of visits with a nurse practitioner, ended up going to 2 different psychiatrists, my Christian counselor, got all my blood work done, thyroid tests for UTIs, a holistic nutritionist almost every day. I spoke to a life coach, like my holistic nutritionist that I've known for a really long time. I read books, not Claire Weeks, but like another books. And I also was on medication for 2 months.
And I was just curious, like an extra question that I'm going to like squeeze in that's not really on the list because so many people are interested and many people think that, you know, medication is the answer. For many people, it is. For many people, it is. Sean just released like a medication course, you know, and it can be at least help. But for some, actually makes things worse. And you never know. It's like a mixed basket, right? Nobody really knows how it's going to work with you. So I was about to ask, how did medication treat you?
Because I'm a very natural person, I've never taken any medication in my whole life. Like I barely have ever taken Tylenol. Always been really healthy. And it was very hard for me. So it added another layer to me having to recover. So it's I love how Sean says, it's how you view it. If you view it like a safety net, right? It's not going to heal you. So it's just like a little safety net. Okay, I'm panicking. I don't understand what's going on. I'm not sleeping. I have to calm this down. My adrenaline is so high. My cortisol is so high. I understand that this is anxiety and I need a moment. And it helped me right then. So it's like, you know, I was able to take it. I was able to calm down. I was able to calm down enough to learn for a little while. So as I was starting to go through the modules of the classroom modules, I was already too far like in the anxiety cycle. I was so hyperactive and I couldn't sleep. And so the medication allowed me to just kind of stop and calm, like kind of calm things down and get a grip on what was going on and kind of understand. And then it also gave me like 3 or 4 hours of sleep. So where before I had too much adrenaline asleep and cortisol, it kind of gave me a break for a little bit. That helped a little. But I always, because I'm like a natural girl, there was no way I was going to rely on it. So where some people, I have a lot of people, a lot of friends, they're okay with taking medication and they're fine with that. But for me, I knew that that was never going to be okay for me. I could never see myself in a life where I had to take a long-term anxiety med or a short-term anxiety med. I just didn't believe that was the way. Like, it just didn't feel right. Like, that can't be how we're created. Like, we, you know, like, there has to be a different way. And so for me, I had to educate myself out of this. And the medication helped me just kind of actually just sleep a little so that I could not fear not sleeping, right? As I learned to knock down every single one of these symptoms that I had and all the different ways anxiety presented in my body, from OCD to sleeplessness to, you know, all these different things. At each layer I got to, it just kind of allowed me to kind of stay a little calm. So I used it for about 2 months. But if you have anxiety and you don't take medication, you're going to have medication anxiety. So it's going to give you another layer that you kind of have to work through. Like, oh my gosh, am I going to become addicted? Am I going to be able to get off of this? You know, is addiction going to grab me? Like, you know, you hear all these stories. So it's like you want to help yourself and it's meant to help you, but you also kind of fear it too. Because you're in an anxiety cycle, you're going to fear it as well. And you're going to fear coming off of it and tapering and all those things. So it's just another layer you have to work through.
Everything you're describing is something people experience across the board that are sensitized and are on or about to go on medication. So all of that, I agree. Anyway, you painted pretty nice picture of how it started and how it went. And so let's just jump, you know, a little bit forward. And how are you doing right now compared to how you were before?
I literally feel like I'm transformed, like a completely better version of myself. I know Sean's program's awesome, but I think Sean's dad actually healed me in his little family video when he was like, and I was so sensitized. So like when he was saying that this is a beautiful journey and it's nature's way of coming and healing you. And I listened to that and I was like, I believe him. I think that. So I kind of had this mindset of allowing myself to be here. If I'm going to be this low, I'm going to do it, right? I'm going to do it all the way. So now, after going through it all, I don't have any symptoms at all. I'm back to eating. I'm back to working out. I'm working. I'm adding too much to my schedule again. Like, I'm back to doing all the things, like the things I was before, but I'm way, way better because now I don't have all that unproductive thinking in the way, you know, like I used to do on all those little things that I had built up all over the years, y'all taught us how to just alarm and, you know, move past them and refocus. I'm more willing to live again. Like, so where COVID kind of halted me and I had a lot of fear of just traveling, doing new things, going out to eat, changing jobs, moving, selling my house, like doing big things that I just didn't want to be uncomfortable. And I feel like now I'm okay with being uncomfortable. Like, I would shake my life up. I would shake it up. Like, if I was like, hey, somebody offered me a job, or if I wanted to move to a different state or sell my house, like, those are big things. I feel like I'm fully capable of doing those things and being okay with being uncomfortable.
That's amazing. And I just want to say for the viewers, in case they are confused, because I think, I don't want to lie, definitely not publicly, but I think that video you're mentioning, the family video, is actually not publicly available. I think it's only part of the module. So just if people are watching this and they are confused, yeah, Sean did a like video interview with his family and is definitely part of the modules. I know as much, but I'm not sure it was ever published on like YouTube or stuff like that. I don't think so, but I don't want to be lying. Maybe it is, but 90% sure it wasn't, and it's just for the members. Anyway, so, you know, you going through all of this and getting to that point where you are now, what would you tell someone who is in the exact same shoes as you were at the start of your journey?
I would probably honestly address it exactly the way you guys did. Like, first, I think education is number one, and like just teaching them about their nervous system and that it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do and don't be afraid of it. And there's a reason for this. And because that's really where it clicks for you. I would handle it exactly the way you guys handled everything with us. Like, it was perfect. Like, the whole experience was just a perfect shedding of everything. So yeah, I think just educating, like, hey, this is natural. Don't it's okay, you know, like, don't fear it. Like, you know, don't add a second fear to what you're feeling. Like, just allow it to be there. And actually, I've had plenty of people come to me with anxiety, like even my children. You know, and you're able to just, I know I've shared with the group, like, you know, going to the dentist and doing things. Now you're able to kind of say, oh, no, it's supposed to happen. Allow it to happen. You know, if nothing's going to happen to you, and then just let it go. And I have had girlfriends who, you know, had procedures and had anxiety, and they call me and they ask me, and then they call me and say, oh, I didn't have anxiety this time after I talked to you. And I was like, cool. You know, so education is the biggest thing.
You know, you don't control anything else. You don't control what happens in your life. You don't control the circumstances. You don't control the stressors, the triggers. You're not always in control. Like, some people try, but like, eventually you have to admit to yourself, like, things are happening that I'm not, and I won't ever be in control of. But the one thing I'm always in control of is myself and my reactions and my responses to whatever is happening. So I actually think it's necessity to learn that this is where your control is. We are looking for it outside, but we should have, you know, always looked for it here, because that's the only part we have control of.
So true. And that's what I learned here, was just, you can't control life, no matter how much you overthink it, but you can control how you respond to it. And that is just major. It's major. And then how to respond to it, right?
Yeah, which is bringing me to the next question, which I think kind of already I know the answer, but what is the most important thing anxiety and the recovery journey has taught you?
Well, that, you know, how to respond. And I love what I learned with y'all, which I didn't have these tools, right? I didn't have this set of tools that you guys teach us, which is like the, if it happens, then I'll figure it out then. That was such a major thing for me. And it's like, we have this over ability to try to figure things out. And it's like, okay, so you're confident that you can figure things out. Well, then you don't need to do it, right? Unless it happens, then we'll figure it out. And I must use that lesson all day. Like, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to think about it. I don't use my brain energy for it. Any situation, if it happens in the moment, then I'll give it energy. but sitting there and ruminating on a thought all day is not where it's at. And so that is probably one of the biggest things, just not having to figure it all out. The things that we learn with you guys and what we do when an issue comes up, like do we, you know, how we handle it. Those are all so important, such important life skills. Like they just should have been taught all along, you know, and like just to think that you went through life just not even paying attention to any of these things and just allowing it all to just happen all the time. And you're just on this ride and you can't, you don't ever, you're not even in control of any of it. Like it was so empowering to learn all that stuff. It was just wonderful. And it was taught perfectly. Like I always tell you that, like everything you guys taught us was just unbelievably perfect, especially when you're in the anxiety cycle. You just don't even understand it until you're going through it and you're learning and the layers are coming off of you. And it's just like, wow. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. And then when you get all the way through it, you're just so happy for it. You're just so thankful for the whole journey.
So now, listen, the way you described it, Jane, it sounds like, you know, so perfect. It's like I came in and now I have no symptoms. I'm basically recovered. I'm using the tools. Everything is amazing. But everyone knows and everyone does. So I want to ask, what was the biggest mistake or a blocker on your recovery journey? Be it in the program or maybe before that when you already kind of like found Sean or like found the approach and you were trying maybe on your own a little bit. And then when you found us, what was the biggest blocker? Where were you, your biggest enemy?
I think where we all trip up in the beginning is fearing the symptoms. So, and that is once you've gone through the cycle, you realize that was so not even it, right? So it's like the symptoms. Not understanding stress responses in my body and then fearing the stress and then creating more fear and getting more scared. And that's where everybody starts here, right? So it's like, if I would have known that digestive issues and heart palpitations and sleeplessness and every single symptom that I had was just my body protecting me because I've told it that there was a threat. I told it everything to do and it did everything it was supposed to do. But when it's happening to you, you feel like something's attacking you. You feel like it's like an outside thing. Like, why is this happening to me? And like, that's where you mess up because you don't know that this is what this is, right? And you've just gone through life and then all of a sudden you're having all these crazy symptoms and you're getting nervous and scared and you're creating more and more and more fear. So that, what I would say, was the biggest mistake I made. Is life going to happen to me? Yes. Is stress going to happen to me? Forever. Am I going to slip and not respond and maybe ruminate for a little bit on something? Maybe, and then I'll catch myself, right? But like, I'll never not know now. And that is like the best tool that you can have through life. Like, I'll always know what is stress. Oh, man, I'm putting too much things. Oh, that's that, you know, like everything. So yeah, I think that was my biggest mistake.
I personally don't like this question, partially because it kind of puts people in like expectation mode, and partially because the more people recover with us, the faster the more people we have that recovered faster than me. So it's kind of like my pride too on the line. But I'm going to ask you, because I can imagine the comments. How long did it take you to get from the fully sensitized state to where you are now? Because I know you were Academy member with us, not even the full mentorship. So, you know, that shows that you don't have to be even the full mentorship. If someone can't afford it, we have another amazing community, which is Academy. And then even below that, we have amazing community, which is Jumpstart, which is like connected to Academy. It's like the support in the community is basically the same. It's just lacking the calls. But, you know, even if people can't afford the full mentorship, there are other levels that could accommodate them. So I know this question is going to be there. So I'm going to let you answer it before someone asks it. How long did it take you?
It took me. So I had fell into the cycle and I had like 3.5-4 months by myself trying to figure it out all crazy. And then when I found Sean and you guys online, oh my gosh, I could have been healed immediately, honestly. Like it wasn't really that long. Like as soon as I heard Sean's classroom modules, it resonated with me as absolute truth. If I wouldn't have been so sensitized, I would have probably stopped right there. But because I was sensitized and I had all these different layers to anxiety, I would say 2 months.
I think it's a testament to how much the program evolved, how much our modules, the classroom, the learning materials, because, you know, we are getting better and better at it the more people we're helping, because then we know, like, oh, some people struggle more with this, some people struggle more with that. So basically, the longer we exist, the more accommodating we are to various problems, because, you know, once you say, oh, this person struggles more with this, okay, oh, this person struggles with this, so we need to be more diligent on this. So I think it's a testament, because honestly, I see people recovering faster and faster, provided they get the education, they apply what they told to apply, and they have the right mindset. So yeah, it's a play of factors, and it's definitely your job. But also, I think that the program is just getting better and better. And this is amazing. So my last question, and this is space for you fully. Is there something that the questions didn't touch that you would like to share? Whatever comes to your mind.
I know I probably sound like way too much of sunshine, but like, it really was that experience for me. It was perfect. I told you that all the time. Like, everything Sean taught in his classroom modules was so amazing. I would take every single day with a notepad, and I would just focus on that message for the day. And then that layer of me would fall off. And then I would have a mentor meeting with you. The amount of time we spent together, how long we talked, the group Zoom calls. You had that support during the week. And that was perfect. The community, just having all those friends, like talking about things, because you can't really talk about it with your regular people in your life, or they don't get it and they're sick and tired of you. So you really got to just kind of, okay, I can only do this with my group people. They get it. And just the whole community and talking and encouraging each other. It was just perfect. And then you guys' extra value, you know, little things that y'all write and reading that. There was moments where I was like, how do they know this? Like, how do you guys know exactly what I'm dealing with? Every single step of it. It was so supported. It was perfect. And I know that sounds like I'm making that up, but that's what it felt like. Because you feel so unique, like we say. You feel like you're the only person in the world that has ever gone through this, and nobody understands. Because nobody does understand. Like, not very many people do understand. You might have one or two friends that might have had a really hard time and had to get on medication. But, I mean, not a lot of people understand being sensitized. And so, to come to a whole mentorship like this, and everybody understands every single symptom, every single thought, your weird thinking, you know, your sleeplessness, your everything. It was just wonderful, America. Like, it really was.
Thank you so much for sharing. And, you know, we wish you all the best. We wish you good luck. We know you're leaving the program because, you know, you don't need us anymore, which is always, it's sad to part ways with someone, you know, we really grow to like. But at the same time, it's happy thing because it's like, hey, you don't need us. That was the goal the whole time. It's always hard to lose like a supportive member of community because, as you said, the community is amazing. It's supportive. It's not like the forums you see out there. Oh my God, I have this. Guys, this is terrible. This is horrible. Let's all cry together about this thing. No. It's very supportive. It's very goal-oriented. It's very solution-oriented. People are telling you what to do, how to do it, how they did it, you know? So it's always sad to lose a member of community that's supportive and that's helping out others. But at the same time, it's always a reason to celebrate because it's like, hey, you don't need us anymore. And that was the point the whole time. So you can just understand, learn, apply, and go on your merry way.
I know. It's sad. Do I have any other issues I need to work out with you guys? I offered it because what you taught applies to so much more than anxiety. You know, it applies, everything that y'all teach applies to all of your emotions and stresses. Like, it just teaches you how to handle yourself. And that's what we need. We need to have self-control, you know, and be able to self-heal and self-soothe and you know, get through problems ourselves. And so, yeah, it was a wonderful, amazing experience. You guys are fantastic. You guys are so gifted and blessed. And I loved this whole experience.
Thank you so much. I'm going to blush. I'm not the best at taking compliments, but obviously I love to hear that. And yeah, this was amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for helping out others and showing them the way. This is so important. And just, I want to say everyone who's watching, thank you guys for staying with us. If you were able to make it up to here, if you watched the whole video, that's amazing. And I'm not Sean, but as always, like, subscribe, you know, all of those things. And if you're struggling, if you need help, and if you want to, you know, experience something similar as Jane did, go ahead, look into our programs. If you can't afford the mentorship, look into Academy. If even that's too much, look into Jumpstart. And if even, you know, that seems like too much of a commitment right now, check the blueprint. Yeah. Because we have so many ways of helping people and educating them, and education and then applying what you're learning is exactly how we recover from anxiety. So happy to have this session, happy to have this call, and see you guys with the next video.